I'm fed up.
Dude, what is that guy's problem?
Why can't people just?
No one cares.
I'll do me and you do you and go and die.
When will all this change, dude?
The Frustrations Podcast.
Can't believe we are doing this again.
And he asked me, like, hey, dude, how's it going? I said, yeah, dude, just hanging on. I said, how about you? I said, yeah, I'm well hung too.
Very good. On that note, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Frustrations Podcast. My name is Krithath. With me, my co-host, Mr. Rupen Paul. What's it like, Rupen Paul?
It's going good, dude. Just woke up from a nice evening nap. Yeah.
Do you call today's world the post-pandemic world?
No, not as yet. No.
Not yet.
I think we have rights to use that only after 10 years after this pandemic.
Oh God, that's too far away.
Still be talking about this 10 years into the future?
Yeah, I think it's going to be like a traffic, like how we complain about traffic every now and then, right?
So you think this is going to go on for 10 years?
Yeah, easily.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, yeah. It took the world way longer to eradicate polio, smallpox, all of those things.
But also science has made much progress since then, right?
Yeah, but there's also like every top country in the world is being ruled by idiots, so.
It's ruled by an asshole, correct? Yeah.
That's right. I was saying idiot, you had to go for the more explicit word.
No, I think both are correct, right? Because idiots and assholes are two different sets of people. Right. Idiots are people who are just so stupid. It's like, how can you not figure it out that people are eventually going to leave their home? And this lockdown is not really a great idea everywhere, right?
Oh, man.
But also, like, assholes are like, you know, I invented the vaccine, so only my country is going to have it. So both.
Oh, I can't wait for those.
That's already happening.
That'll be my favorite battle to sit in the sidelines and watch. For those of you who are listening and have no context of what's going on, ever since the podcast started, we started the Frustrations Podcast during the lockdown.
And, that's right.
And we decided that we are never going to talk about COVID. We want our podcasts to be free of relevant information. You know, it should be as observational and lighthearted as possible. But
yes,
today, COVID seems like something that we can talk about since it happened a while back.
That's right.
Yeah. Although we are still living in this COVID world, which is very weird. Have you adapted to the COVID world completely?
No. I think I did adapt to it when things were shut down. And now I think there's something happens to you when you see the world around you, right? And it seems like they've all moved on and you're still stuck in the COVID world. They'd be like, why am I stuck in the COVID world? Even I want to go.
Like you are still in lockdown, basically.
To a certain extent, I still have that fear.
Yeah, dude, that's the same thing. Like me and Rupen have a mutual friend called Ajay who recently sent us a phone. Ajay will keep coming up in our podcast. He's like our asshole friend.
Yeah.
Or idiot friend, whichever. You know?
He's both. He's an idiot. Yeah.
Yeah. So he sent us a photo of him eating Nagarjuna biryani for the first time. Rupen is like, yeah, so I think we've all reached that point in this COVID crisis where you're like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's just go out and do shit now.
Yeah.
I don't care. Yeah. But it's great because now that we're getting to go out, we're getting to see how people have been reacting to the COVID crisis and how people haven't been.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because he both says, like, my favorite thing about this whole, the way Indians handle COVID was the Modi speech thing.
Oh.
Where he said...
That's my conspiracy theory. My conspiracy theory is, I don't think COVID came from China. I think COVID came from India because no one was giving a crap about Modi speeches. But I watched every speech, dude.
Yeah, even I did. We were all stuck at home, dude. There was nothing else to do.
No, it was like there's an important messenger in your school who's going to tell you like, hey, tomorrow is going to be a holiday because there's a bun. Right? He was that guy for the entire country.
Yeah, for the whole time the lockdown was going on, we were just waiting to see aaj Modi ji what will you say.
But I would give him a best journalist award of 2020 is Modi ji.
Dude, and so well strategically planned. Like, he put up on social media updates saying, hey guys, going live, like how these comedians do it. He's like, guys, going live at 8 o'clock, please join me on my Insta. Like, Modi was doing exactly the same thing, but like on a country level, using Doordarshan.
Yeah.
Guy's badass. Yeah, you hate him or like him, he's pretty badass in his own stupid ways.
You can't ignore him.
Yeah, exactly. But I think he told people to bang plates, right, outside their homes. And that was one of the most memorable moments of the COVID crisis that people are going to talk about for generations in this country. Because it seemed like such a stupid thing to do.
And yeah, you know, why did he do that? I still don't know why he did that. I didn't even pay attention. This is one of the things you see.
He basically said,
like, Modi ji announces like bang plates during the Janta curfew, right? And then I was like, I'm not even paying attention to this. I'm moving on to other stuff.
Yeah, exactly. We were banging plates because that's why it's stupid, because we were apparently supposed to either clap or bang plates or just make noise in our balcony as a sign of respect for the frontline workers.
Oh my God.
We just annoyed the fuck out of the frontline workers by doing this thing.
I think frontline workers, the one thing that you could respect them is just give them a peaceful atmosphere to go and take a break.
Right.
Go rest. Yeah.
That is true.
Imagine there's a frontline worker who's coming from an overnight shift and has done a lot of work, and it's just at that time they're going to sleep and be like, bang, 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 bang. These bastards, or they don't even care about me.
Oh, man. But it was so cool because I figured out who the neighbors in my neighborhood are, whom I can rely on in case like I need help. Like everybody who was banging a plate, I'm like, oh, I've got to stay away from this fellow. It's not even just the plate banging. It's the aggression in the plate banging that defines how much of a follower are you of propaganda.
Yeah. I can't believe it, dude. It's just sad. Like, you have to... Like, the thing is, there's not much of difference between that guy and all of us. And the fact that you take that guy seriously... Like, I think we deserve this pandemic.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's a good reset to our whole systems.
Yeah.
It's nice. It's like switch on, switch off.
Yes, it is. I think that's a perfect way to put it.
But it's damn funny. You came to my house, right, 2 weeks back, and you're like, the only change that has happened post-COVID is now we all have one place to hang our masks at home.
Yeah. There's a hook.
Yeah, there's one hook in every home that has, like, dedicated for mask hanging. Which is somehow... Yeah. And at this point, I don't think people completely understand how masks have to be used.
They don't. It's horrible. I think the same way people used helmets when the helmet rule was imposed, the same way people use seat belts when the seat belt rule was imposed, it's just for the cops not to catch you. That's the point, you jackass. You can die.
I think instead of banging plates and doing all that shit, they should have just been like more informational, informative sessions. It's amazing how people have been using masks in this COVID crisis. Just my favorite of them all.
Yeah,
that's been like the biggest change that I've seen in people. And especially...
But why do people not care? That's what I want to know. Why do people not care about this entire virus or taking any precaution? So in India, we have some issue about precautions. We don't like taking precautions. We like to suffer because our funerals are horrible.
Right.
Have you been to an Indian funeral? There's so much of wailing. There's so much of crying. There's so much of violence at a funeral.
Yeah.
And like, do you understand, like, half of that can reduce if you took precautions to take care of yourself and not as a way to get away from cops.
It's basically you're saying that the funerals are a horrible place to be in, so wear a mask. That's a good sales point, I think.
Also, yeah, it's another sub point. Yeah.
Man, but there were some people who were happy about the pandemic. I mean, not like completely like, yay, world is dying. But like, they suddenly found time to themselves. And
I think they're like, hey, remember the beginning when everyone just said like, here are 10 doc, like someone in my apartment said to me, here are 10 documentaries on nature you can watch for free. Like, when I lost my source of income, I'm not going to know about how a bed bug is going to make out with another bed bug. I don't care about all of that.
Oh, man. Finding things to pass the time was my favorite thing to do. I somehow picked up new hobbies.
Yeah. Well, what is the hobby you picked up?
Reading and cooking. Which are
cooking?
Cooking
is... I said this on, I think, on Instagram, I think one of the most underrated things of this entire lockdown has been, like, you know, people cooking like their food cravings at home.
Yeah, you can't do shit. You have to make your own pani puri now.
Yeah, and I remember there was a lady, dude, on LinkedIn, right? Uh-huh. So automatically you know that she's not like a fun person, right? Yeah. If you post your opinions, here's the thing. Okay, here's how you know you're not a fun person. If you post your opinions on LinkedIn, the people around you are very lame. Yeah. But like she put up an entire post saying like, I don't understand. There are people everywhere. And you must understand, guys, that this is a lockdown because of a pandemic and not for you to take part in MasterChef Australia. Everyone on my Instagram feed is like trying out new recipes. You don't have to go to the supermarket and stand in line to buy stuff to bake your stupid cake. Stay at home and stay safe. And I was pissed off. This was a stranger on LinkedIn. I don't know how strangers, you know, just their posts appear over here every time like your acquaintances comment on them. And I just told her, you're just happy about people being happy. And I'm thank God I'm not in your family.
You're unhappy about people being happy.
You're just unhappy about people being happy. Yeah.
Oh, man, that was so weird how there was two sides to the... And the one thing I hated the most about the pandemic was people calling it a new normal. How would that piss me off? It stuck so well, like a great marketing campaign.
Yeah, that's the ultra positivity. That's the ultra positivity, people.
That is unwanted positivity. They're like, hey, this is the new normal. I'm like, there's nothing normal about being locked up at home.
Yeah.
Not able to meet people, not able to eat what you want, not able to make money from your living.
But that's the same category of people who would get like, you know, fucked over by a really cool job that they really like. And then take a really shitty job, like at a call center. And then you'll be like, yeah, this is the cards I've been dealt with.
Exactly. This is all fate. Our paths are already written.
Like, this is what I hate about people, dude. The whole set of people who said like, this is the new normal, right? These are people who don't see a way out of anything. They'll be like, we'll just be here only.
You're just accepting failure so fast and so...
How? This happens everywhere. You and can't not be content like, with this.
Like, it's also not like people are saying it's a new normal now. People are saying this is a new normal in like 2 months.
Yeah, yeah.
That is what is odd about it. I'm like, this is not normal. This is a 2 month thing.
You got used to it very, very fast, dude.
Yeah,
that's horrible.
Yeah, shit, that is horrible.
Yeah, that's also like someone who, you know, who dates one person and then doesn't date anyone after that. It's like, yeah, relationships are horrible. He said, no, the person who you were with was an asshole. You met the wrong type of person, you idiot.
But somehow this new normal thing stuck along, dude. That is started this.
Do you remember like the first time you heard this in a conversation?
The new normal.
Yeah.
No, man, I have no idea how I came across this term, but... But it just seemed to have organically come into our vocabulary now.
Yeah. It's the new abnormal, it is.
Yeah, it is. It's damn abnormal. You know, what's the most abnormal thing about the pandemic was how everybody had their own theories about how to fight COVID and how to detect COVID. The first 3 months were the most interesting, dude.
Oh God, tell me about it.
Did you hear this rumor? Okay, I'll tell you, this one is my favorite. This was just before the lockdown. Okay, and there was a rumor that since this is a lung infection, like a lung-based pandemic, if you hold your breath and you can hold your breath for 20 seconds, that means you don't have COVID.
I heard that.
And it is so stupid, but I still believed it, you know? Like, I felt sick one day just before the lockdown, and I'm like holding my breath and checking if it's corona or if it's like just a cold.
Whoa, came up with that.
Yeah, man. Did you hear any interesting rumors?
No, not just rumors, but I also, like, you know how people said, like, you can test yourself for COVID. But there were also people who, everyone became a home remedy expert, right? And I hate I have to learn new terms like immunity boosting foods. Right? Everyone's talking about that, dude. It's like, hey, here's something that will boost your immunity. Yeah. I have to learn all that, dude. Like, you know, first of all, have you noticed? Everything that's immunity boosting, 70% of the time, is also something that tastes like shit.
Yeah. That is the awful. That's how you get immunity from like really horrible
eating
tasty.
Shit. Yeah, it reminds me of like you like I know we something that we stay clear of, but like it reminds me of like George Carlin and his bit saying like the reason why I'm not worried about germs is because when I was a kid I just swam in sewage. Yeah, so I think that's the thing. You just eat disgustingly tasting food and then you just build an immunity. Like, I can handle anything.
Oh, yeah, but that's so weird, right? Because they tell you that you need to eat a vegetable to get vitamin B. Then you need to eat another to get vitamin C. Then you need to eat another thing to get calcium. Then you need to eat another for getting immunity. One more for iron, one more for magnesium, one more for I don't know what mineral.
Yeah.
And there is just no physical way we can incorporate every single dish into our food life cycle. I don't know how this...
It's not possible. Yeah.
It's mission impossible.
Yep.
It's the most horrible thing ever. But were you in a containment zone? No, right?
I was in a containment zone. Yeah, for a while. There was a neighbor who, I mean, sadly got tested positive. He didn't die, so it's still good. Yeah.
Then okay.
Then it's fine. Yeah. So we were in a containment zone. So two weeks you couldn't get out at all, and that was pretty bad.
It's damn funny because the building next to my apartment was a containment zone. Okay, like there was a whole family of 7 people tested positive. This is during the lockdown.
First of all, there was a family of 7 people.
Yeah, it's like this huge ass independent house, a joint family.
Okay.
Right. And that entire house was tested COVID positive.
Yeah,
then,
that's a message from God. It's like, you don't need so many people in one house. Don't live off each... Someone in that family is living off someone else's income.
Yeah, all of them are living off their great-grandfather's income, for sure.
Oh, it's that kind of family.
That house looks like that also. Like, it was built by like some poor thing. That whole house is only one story tall and everything around them is an apartment who's milking money.
Oh shit, okay, it's like that one, it's like, yeah,
it's like that one ancient house in Indranagar, like that.
Yeah.
And this whole house was tested positive, so they had to block off the roads on both sides because that was the policy for how BBMP would deal with the COVID crisis. But they came to lock the house, our road, and the landlord of my apartment, he is a contractor for BBMP, so he builds roads. So he has trucks and bulldozers and all that stuff lying parked outside our building. Mm-hmm. So if they block it, then he can't go do his job. So he just made a call and they removed the whole containment zone coverage. How easy was it to like not let any Swiggy delivery guy know that this road is...
Oh God. Yeah,
and,
wow.
Everybody was like appreciating this man's job. They were like, oh, so sweet. Saw that influential person in my road.
Oh, everyone is happy that they have an influential person on their road. That's something that's there. Yeah. Because, you know, like they won't hit our road. Right? Yeah. Yeah, but that's pretty... But it's also pretty impressive about that guy's work ethic. Like pandemic or no pandemic, my trucks and bulldozers are getting out of this road.
I have to go to work. I am frontline.
That's how he put himself in the frontline. It's so good, man. Like I love people from the municipal because they always are so, you know, selfless in putting their needs first. Right? On the surface, they'll be like, yeah, we're very selfless. Always people's interest. Right. And then it's always them. It's always, even like, you know, my girlfriend got tested positive, right? And we're trying to find a hospital for her and for her family. Not particularly her family, moreover. And like one person from the BBMP who was assigned to, you know, redirect people to different hospitals. Right. He said, like, only local hospitals are there in and around your area. But if you want, like, a really cool hospital, like a Fortis or, like, a Columbia Asia, you just tell me later. I said, like, what do you mean? He said, call me after 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock, we called him. I was like, what is the amount that you can give us?
Oh, my God.
We're like, a hospital. Are you serious?
So, did you give the amount?
No, because it's all linked, right? If you give an amount, then they're going to keep you in the hospital for longer.
Ah, yes.
Because they'll be like, oh, like, so the doctors and the hospital can make more money off this COVID patient.
Right. So she just isolated at home.
She just isolated at home. So that's even, they managed to pull off the impossible, dude. Like, you know, if anyone's listening to this podcast and you think your life is at a dead end, you should always draw inspiration from the municipal. Because these people have a pandemic, there are people dying, people have no beds over here, right? But they managed to make a scam in this setup. That is something amazing.
That is called dedication to your job, which is not like helping people, but like scamming people on the side.
Yeah, and also, like, you know, have you heard of the phrase, like, I don't see walls, I just find doors to get through. That's like, that should be the mantra of the municipal corporation of any city in India.
Oh, man, that is so true. They get the job done by hook or by crook, and usually by crook.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But talking about dead ends, both of us almost were unemployed for the first half of the pandemic. Which is quite nice. Which is why we started this podcast.
How did you deal with it? I never asked you.
Oh, I was pretty chill. It actually didn't hit me for the first 3 months till my savings started depleting.
Right.
And then I was like, oh, I don't think stand-up is starting anytime soon.
Right.
Then I had to like...
But did you have any source of income going on when shit hit the fan?
Yeah, I had a writing job, but it wasn't like... It wasn't my primary source of income.
Okay, it was like very secondary. Like I can do this when I'm not doing anything and I can still make money out of it.
Right, that was pocket money. Now it's become my primary job.
Yeah.
So, oh man, but it's damn weird. But I like how these IT people suddenly started enjoying this pandemic because they're like, hey, work from home till July next year. And they're like, yeah.
Yeah, it was so bad, man. Like,
so much for following our passion.
Yeah, I know, dude. Like this is not a great time for anyone who followed their passion. Right. Like I remember when I took the leap right from my corporate job to doing comedy full time. I have a couple of friends who are very, very tight with me. I'd call them every Monday and be like, hey, at 11 o'clock, I said, I just woke up. How are you doing in office?
Just to pull
their
legs.
Laugh and like, shut up, you asshole. Put the phone down. In their office voice will be like really quiet. Hey, shut up, dude. I'll call you later, okay? And now these people won, dude. Clearly they won. This pandemic belonged... The people who killed this pandemic are people who are employed.
Correct.
In horrible jobs.
In horrible jobs, but still paying the bills.
Still paying the bills.
This is when the optimism kicked in. Like, kicked in and how? But they're like, so what if our job sucks? At least we are not unemployed like those people. At least we don't have to walk home like migrant workers.
True. And my greatest... The thing that pissed me off the most... was these people who had jobs, they found it difficult. They said, you don't know how it is to work from home. There's no boundaries between work life
what
and personal
whiny,
life.
Annoying.
Oh my God. How weak are you as a person, right? You can't even handle a job that's paying you money while you're sitting at your home. How is
they're like,
so
dude,
hard?
It's so distracting. I have to also do my work and clean the house and cook my food. And I'm like,
yeah, it's called survival. You lazy, entitled piece of shit. I don't get this, dude. And the other thing that really pissed me off was, you know, I mean, I was on LinkedIn all the time, right? Which is how I saw the ladies post because I was trying to apply for a job. And on LinkedIn, all the employers, like all the HR departments of various companies, they were going berserk on my feed, dude. They were like, you know, here's a screenshot of a meeting of the fund committee planning something fun. Because this is a tough time for people who are employed. You know, people are employed. It's so negative, Krithats, because they're going through a difficult time getting paid money.
Correct. It's a very hard time for people with money.
It's like, why do you even care about these people?
Right.
How hard is it to have a job during a pandemic? If you can't handle that, then life is going to screw you over even more.
Oh man, when everybody didn't have a job, you had a job. But you also had to wash your vessels. Oh, you poor piece of shit.
Oh, so difficult, dude. Just imagine washing vessels, Krithats. Oh God, can you imagine how difficult that would be? And like doing 5 PPTs and 3 Zoom calls. Oh my God, like Zoom calls, dude. You know how physically strenuous, like strenuous that is, right?
Very annoying. Oh, fun. But anyway, so final thoughts, Rupen Paul. How... coming back to where we started, how long do you estimate to be COVID conscious?
I think I was COVID. I don't know, man. I think I was COVID conscious from March, right? So I think this will go on for by December. We should be out of it, dude. Like even if there's no cure, right? we'll just be like, yeah, it's over.
It's everyone's okay. New year, new me.
New year, new me. And I don't have to be as worried as I was last year. And exactly. Even if, I think we're going to have more people from next year. This is my prediction. More people from like today onwards saying like, if I die, I die, dude. Who cares? This is a new
it's okay,
normal.
Dude. If it comes, it comes. Yeah.
Yeah. That's got
to
be the
all right, guys. If you're listening to our episode, we would like all of you to please be safe. Don't get COVID because it's very expensive, firstly. Secondly, you might affect our small listenership because...
Yeah. Our listenership might increase too because I think in isolation, people will do anything.
Then go get some COVID. Don't wear mask. Touch surfaces.
Yeah.
When somebody sneezes, say please do it this way.
Yeah.
Oh man. All right, guys. But if you're listening, yes, stay safe, stay indoors if possible. The pandemic is not over. Just letting you know. If you see anybody doing stupid shit, don't hesitate to tell them. This is my new thing. I was at the airport recently and there was a guy not wearing a mask. So I just told him, wear your mask, right? Like in front of everybody. Just embarrassed him as much as possible. I think that works.
Oh, yeah. Because I don't know if I should have told the story earlier on, right? There was a... This is how pissing off people are, right? Like there's a house just behind my house, right? And there was this guy... who came from that house, knocked the door at about a very odd time, like at 3 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon. And then he said, like, sir, can you give me the key to your terrace? I said, why should I give you the key to my terrace? He said, my kite is stuck on top. And he was like some 30-year-old dude. And of course, he was not wearing a mask. I said, that's the kind of people who fly kites. And that's the kind of people who also don't wear masks. 30-year-old people who fly kites. Oh, God.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, but don't be shy to yell at people who are not following the rules.
Yeah.
That'll help you live.
Yeah.
That's right, guys. That brings us to the end of another episode of the Frustrations Podcast. We were genuinely frustrated this time.
Yeah.
Slowly it peaked and came. Like, this is like 7 months of frustrations being built into you.
Yes.
Waiting to do episode. Very nice. All right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. We will see you guys in another week's time. Say bye, everyone.
Bye.